Blog Talk Radio.
My sisters, my beloved brothers and beloved sisters, on this magical day of July 17, 2016, July 17, 2016, broadcasting live from the heart in this beautiful day. It's such of a honor to be with you, brothers and our sisters. It's a it's just a magical time that we are living at this time, and it's wow! It's just such a such an honor, such a pleasure to be here with you. There's so much going on. The world is transforming, you know, just like you, just like me, and just like everybody else. Anybody that has a biological uniform, anybody that it's a living being in this beautiful planet, Mother Earth, Gaia, Sophia, that is our mother. I send her light and love every single day. My mother, with so much love, I receive the divine light from all my, you know, chakras above my head, all my galactic chakras. I receive every day. I just visualize, you know, just this beautiful golden light just entering through my each one of my all my chakras. You know, the starting with the galactic gold star. You know, golden star chakra. It just keeps going down. They're like halos, you know, each chakra. They just, when the energy goes through, you can see it. It's just like when you have a sunroof in your car, you know, you see the sun going through, right? You see the light going through the sunroof in your car, and it's like that. That's how I visualize, you know, this beautiful sunlight, this beautiful divine light of the source, you know, either with the sun or even just sitting, you know, at your home, you know, wherever you may be, in your car, you know, you can be receiving, just closing your eyes, and you're, you know, this magnifying force that you can visualize anything. And everything that you visualize, you can co-create. Everything that you focus on, you co-create everything. Like the word abracadabra, what you say, you co-create, period, that's it. So be careful what you're saying. Be careful what you're repeating, what you're focusing on, because you're going to co-create more of that. Do you understand, my beloved? So be careful. So we're still feeling the burn, no matter what anybody's saying. Feeling the burn. Absolutely, totally. Still, absolutely feeling the burn. There's so many reasons to be feeling the burn. You know, without a doubt, brother and sister, I can tell you, there's, if you say, oh, you know, my life is, you know, really crappy or whatever, but I can tell you, are you breathing? Are you counting your blessings? You know what I mean? Think about all the blessings that you have. You know what I mean? Just starting with being alive today, by having two arms, two legs, you know, somebody that loves you. I don't know, you know. You know the things that are that make you happy. So there's, you know, several news regarding our beloved Bernie Sanders. Like I said, I'm still feeling the burn, and I don't care what, you know, anybody says. And even the mainstream media, they made them. They have these corrupted, evil, horrible ways of you know, dealing with progressive candidates. In this case, he's totally did not agree to you know, with everything that they you know, ask him to do. But you know, there's things that literally they, you know, he had to in some way, you know, say related to supporting or endorsing, you know who, you know, Miss Clinton, that is what that's what's going on. But I can tell you, I'm still feeling the burn, and a lot of people are, you know. And this is, you know, this is your land. You know what I mean? This is your land, brother. So yes, brothers and sisters, that is what's going on. This is your land. This is my land. This is all the time to feel togetherness and to work together for a better community. You know, working community by community, because there is a lot of need in every. In every community, you know, in different ways or in similar ways, but it's a lot of has to do with love, you know, with love for each other. There's some brothers and our sisters, they have a lot to, and some of them don't, and that it's the unequal, you know. We need to be more balancing the wealth. One of the major issues that our brother, you know, Bernie Sanders is saying, you know what I mean? The inequality is incredible. Brothers, you know, this amazing information that it's being shared, and that you must know that things are changing big time. And there's really good things happening. You know, like, for instance, there's this lawyer is saying that Mr. President Bernie Sanders will be produced as lawsuit ready to file. He said that a meticulous detailed lawsuit exposing alleged electoral fraud in 11 states and promising, quote, to save democracy, end quote, could still alter the landscape of the presidential race. Okay, his name is Cliff Arnebeck. He has written an open letter to Mr. Bernie Sanders, who endorsed Hillary Clinton, as you may know, but did not concede, okay, his presidential candidacy, informing him that the Justice Serve team will be filing this lawsuit later this week to prove in court the extent of Karl Rove's skillful manipulation of our votes, okay, end quote. So, the plan that these people have, they said, is we're currently compiling the evidence in an easy-to-understand format so that we can make copies of the evidence and give that evidence to every Bernie delegate who is going to the Democratic National Convention. We will distribute this information immediately following the filing of our lawsuit and compiling of the information in a clear and concise way. You can read more or watch a film, you know, the help us make another film at galacticfl.com. It's a galactic G like go, A like Apple, A like Lola, A like Apple, C like Charlie, T like Thomas, I like ice cream, C like Charlie, F like Frank, L like Lola.com. So it's galacticfl like .com. So it's Galactic F like Federation L Light Light. So it's the you can find a lot more info there. But yeah, that is the remember, you know, that what you give is what you will get back, brother and sister. Okay? So give love. Be the change you want to see in the world. You know what I mean? Be the change you want to see in the world. Because people talk about they change, and they don't change themselves. You know what I mean? So anyway, there is another article that is also going around that is saying that by endorsing Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders may have positioned himself to win the presidency. You know, kind of like the chess game of the masters. I said it weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago, before this happened. I said it before he said that he's playing a game, and this is the chess game of the masters. I love to play chess. Who plays chess? You know, when you play chess, it's heart to heart, brain to brain, but it's heart to heart, and the strategy that you are just thinking, feeling. You know what I mean? In this case, our Bernie Sanders, he has a game plan. He has, you know, his game of the master that he is. He's a wonderful, fully conscious master being that knows what he's doing to do a checkmate, okay? So by endorsing, Clinton, Bernie Sanders may have positioned himself to win the presidency, okay? Quote, even though he has endorsed Clinton, Bernie Sanders is still in the presidential race and may be better positioned than ever. Let me explain. Quote, what will be the fairest political move Bernie could make right before Hillary's career implodes? Okay, ingratiate himself to her voters, for instance, and to her donors or to her, you know, superdelegates in this case who are going to literally design the whole game, you know what I mean? So by endorsing Hillary, he broadens his coalition, okay? And if Hillary is first to exit the race under growing controversy from all her legal scandals, which are growing by the second, okay, Bernie will be perfectly poised to take her place. The money she's raised for her presidential bid will then go to him by default. Okay? considering the likelihood that Hillary will be forced out of the race. Bernie's endorsement may have been a tactical master chess move, stroke of political maneuvering. Only time will tell, end quote. So anyone trashing Bernie today or yesterday or tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, I'm telling you, needs to wake up and respect the masterful chess move he just made, okay? So these politics, you know, are not easy to understand. They're like dirty and shitty, you know what I mean? I can say that openly, you know, they're dirty. They play very dirty. And he has to go to the level, you know, unfortunately. And he has to, you know, it's like you have to swim with the sharks and mostly in this case with the gatekeepers, because they're keeping the door, the gate for him to have even a microphone to talk and a place at the convention. Otherwise, he wouldn't. He did his place. You know, they asked him to do whatever. You know, he did it on the name of the revolution, of the lovolution. I'll call it more lovolution than political revolution, like a lovolution, because it's about love. Okay? So it's mostly about love. So we continue with a little more of those. But I'm going to share with you a little bit about this show from RT. They're talking about how important it is to attend the protesting at the DNC. Okay, so check it out. You're doing your own. Just putting things on the table, you decide, okay? You're the one who decides. We're just messengers, okay? I am Ash at your service.
With organizers Sherry Honkala and Galen Tyler. The situation that people are facing in this country is absolutely devastating. They're not surviving the Republicans, and they're not surviving the Democrats. So we're seeing that our march, the March for Our Lives, is actually turning into a symbol of political independence in our country.
So the March of Our Lives, this is what it's about, guys, the March of Our Lives. And this is literally, this is the fight for our lives. The March of Our Lives, I literally invite everyone who can do it to attend this important, you know, march for the DNC.
In the streets, cities, just Cleveland or Philadelphia, not a convention hall, such as the aptly named Wells Fargo Center, where the Democratic Party elite intend to celebrate the results of the rigged primary election and the continuity of corporate power. For this reason, Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein, other activists, and I will march in a protest organized by the Four People's Economic Human Rights Campaign on July 25th at 3 p.m. from City Hall in Philadelphia. It is not as if we have a choice. No one invited us into the center or to the lavish corporate-sponsored reception. No one anointed us to be Clinton's superdelegates, the privilege that went to corporate lobbyists, rich people, and party hacks. We have the best democracy money can buy. The Wells Fargo Center and the fancy hotels in Philadelphia will be swarming with corporate representatives and lobbyists from Comcast, Xerox, Google, dozens of other manage our political theater. This is where their party will be held. Ours will be outside the gate the elites have erected to keep us out. Anya Paramko looked at the security preparations that are being put in place in Cleveland and Philadelphia for the convention.
The race for the White House will be finalized in the coming weeks as both the Republicans and the Democratic Party prepare for their convention to be held in Cleveland and Philadelphia, respectively. The party's candidates, their running mates, and their platforms will be hammered out at highly securitized meetings. And with $50,000, $50 million, that's how much money the federal government has granted Cleveland to prepare security for the RNC, which will take place at Quicken Loans Arena. And while much of the specifics have been kept under wraps and will be until the end of the convention, we have a small picture of what that money will be water Pacquiao, on the other hand, was given $43 million from the federal government to prepare for the DNC, though they seem to be anticipating less mayhem. In June, the city opted not to buy an armored vehicle, as well as other riot gear, as originally planned. Instead, most of the city's budget will be spent on overtime costs, flu modeling technology, supplies such as traffic cones and motorcycle helmets, and various contracts. Mayor Jim Kenney said he believes the price will pop are the most effective way to deal with protests. While it's clear both parties are anticipating massive attendance,
Galen Tyler and Sherry Honkola are Philadelphia-based activists. Galen runs the Kensington Welfare Rights Union that advocates for the poor and homeless. Sherry is the national coordinator of the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign. In 2012, she was the Green Party's nominee for vice president. Galen and Sherry will lead a protest march at the upcoming Democratic National Convention. Sherry, Galen, thanks for joining me. Let's talk about why. Why are you taking to the streets in Philadelphia, encouraging and aligning yourself with groups that are taking to the streets in Cleveland for both of these two conventions?
I've been in the anti-poverty movement for over 30 years now. The situation that people are facing in this country is absolutely devastating. They're not surviving the Republicans, and they're not surviving the Democrats. So we're seeing that our march, the March for Our Lives, is actually turning into a symbol of political independence in our country. And so we want everybody to come and march with us, homeless veterans. City has the number one drug overdose rate in the country, and we have, 300 people, within walking distance of my house that have no place to live, and, things are just devastating. Across the street from my house, 5 people were shot, 3 of them were teenagers.
This is Kensington, an area in North Philadelphia, which I think is the poorest district in the state of Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's a historical area where Mother Jones, when she was arrived, marched here to New York City and, tried to raise what was happening to children, having their limbs cut off. And if she was alive today, she'd have no place to march from because there are no factories, and those factories are not coming back.
Let me ask Galen. We've seen a situation in these poor pockets. Things have deteriorated. I mean, I was talking to Sherry before, and she said, back in 2000 when you were involved in a march against the Republican National Convention held in Philadelphia, people were working 2 to 3 jobs. So now it's just kind of permanent unemployment.
Yes, the things that, we have seen, in the last 16 years, how things have increased, the amount of poverty and devastation that we've seen from relationship with people that are coming into our office, tell us their horror stories, it's like really 10 times worse, than we see 16 years ago. And before, living, in a Democratic town, going against the Republican when the Republican National Convention was there, a lot of people, thought that, they'd come out and support their relationship with the Republicans. But the last 16 years, and, another 8 years of Obama that went through, that went past, people haven't seen no difference much between the Republican or the Democrat. And so, as Sherry was saying earlier, people are trying to see how can they break chains and become free.
What do you want to do with this march? And maybe you can talk a little bit about Cleveland as well, because I know you're involved in also protests in Cleveland, Sherry.
Yeah, well, we think that this march, the March for Our Lives, offers an opportunity for disgruntled folks that, worked all year long on the burning campaign and now are being, sold this hill of beans that
We should, I suppose, stop there and say that one of the events that you have planned is a Beans for Hillary event. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Yeah, because we think this whole thing stinks. The delegates that are inside the convention and outside of the convention, we're going to have a big bean fest in Kensington on American Street where there's the permanently unemployed. We know that you'll be there, and we've invited Dr. Jill Stein. We've invited Bernie and Bernie delegates. And after the bean fast, we will have a fart in.
Democratic convention.
Yes.
We an idea taken from Solon.
That's correct. What we hope to accomplish is not so much hope to accomplish, we know what's going to happen. With 1,800 reporters that are coming into town, we have a moral responsibility to talk about the truth, to talk about people going without food. Entire communities of unemployed men that are not just trying to struggle on less than $2 a day, they're going like a couple weeks without $2. Galen and I were just doing a food distribution the other day in the neighborhood, and, you know, we had these, like, old, terrible salad that looked kind of scary to eat. And they were the unemployed single individuals were just like, to have some salad to eat. That's how bad the situation is.
Galen, this huge, I mean, half the country now lives in a state of poverty. In areas such as Kensington, people are living in, you know, what the government calls deep poverty, but extreme poverty, and yet they're completely invisible to the wider society.
And I think that's because, you know, it's a situation where people are managing people's perception. When you look at the mainstream media and what they put out there on a daily basis, it doesn't show the real reality of what's going on in the community, the neighborhood. When you think of Philadelphia, most people think of the Liberty Bell, people think of the Constitution, the Gary Dependent Hall, think of the Rocky and the statue. And these are all the things that people constantly promote, people to come visit Philadelphia. But they don't talk about the people, you know what I mean, that's away, you know what I mean, that don't have a job, that don't have a way of feeding or providing for themselves and their family. So, as people, you know, wonder why this isn't out there and why people aren't talking about it, while we are, the change hasn't happened already because it's been going on for so long, because people have been hiding it. And we think this march for our lives, you know what I mean, it's inclusive of everyone's lives. You know, when we talk about march for our lives, we're not talking about one particular section of the population. We're talking about what's going to save this planet, what's going to save each and every person, you know what I mean, to have a chance to not just barely survive, but be able to thrive, you know, in this country.
And you have the same kind of poverty in Cleveland as you do in Philly, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, the two cities are, you know, mirrors of each other. There's, you know, huge numbers of permanently unemployed. There's gentrification.
You have this kind of downtown Potemkin, both in Philly and Cleveland, although you don't have to go very far outside of Disneyfied city center to see tremendous poverty.
Yeah, definitely. And there's also this illusion of scarcity. When it's really a question of distribution, and it's really a question of greed. And, we're going to spend $60 million in Philadelphia, the same numbers.
For, like, security.
No, $60 million is for their party, and $43 million is for security. So it's big numbers to hide the reality and the truth of what's going to happen in Philadelphia. But this time, they're not going to be able to cap the rage.
Great. Thank you. Let's take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Sherry Hakala and Galen Tucker.
So guess what's going on, guys?
Philadelphia-based activist Sherry Hakala and Galen Tucker. So, Sherry, I mean, I think your analysis from what I've heard you say in the past, from your involvement in the Green Party, is that we're just not going to bring about significant change unless we step outside of the system and defy it.
Absolutely. If we don't see a new political party formed in this country or lifted up like the Green Party and Dr. Jill Stein become our next president, then we're going to have to organize the new American Spring. We don't have any other choices. We are not. We can't afford another 2, 4, 6 years. I mean, our planet is going to disappear. We're going to go to war. And those of us that are trying to raise kids, we don't know if they're going to be shot at any given moment and die. And
let's
that's
talk
the reality.
About the anxiety.
When I will add that Bernie Sanders is going to win, not Jill, or maybe a ticket together, but Bernie Sanders included, okay?
Navigate going to school when across the street they shot five people and three of them were teenagers. And that's just the reality. And
even if you have a school to go to, they've been closing schools left and right in cities like Philly.
Over 40 schools, and we're going to be leading reality tours during the Democratic National Convention. So if people want to see the other side of Philadelphia, especially reporters, people from the faith community, you name it, we're going to show folks what it looks like.
Dylan, within, you know, the African-American community in Philadelphia, how would you describe the political mood? I mean, numerically, African-Americans are supposed to vote, I think, 80% for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and I think people are starting to get, you know, after Obama, you know, I mean, being the first African-American president and people being excited about voting. I think in the African-American community, that voting, you know what I mean, wanting to be able to, like, really go out and cast your vote is no longer there. They still are not being able to provide for themselves and their family. They still are seeing, you know, like Sherry was saying, the school closing, kids not being able to get, like, basic education. So if you're living in the community enablement where you're not being able to get, like, the basic education to be able to read and write, there's no jobs. You know what I mean? And they cut in the welfare programs and stuff on a regular basis. So you know people are going to commit crime. And so we're trying to prevent that. I myself have joined the Green Party, you know, probably about like 6-7 years ago. And I've been, I'm currently the chair of the Green Party of Philadelphia. And one thing that I want to do is ensure that, you know, the Green Party.
Basically, what we wanted to share is you know, that there is this march of our lives that is important for every person, you know, in the U.S. To attend. There's going to be happening at the DNC, you know, in Philadelphia as well as in Cleveland. But, you know, this is a time for us to really step up and to really do something, you know. We are the power to say no. It's time to say no, you know, to injustice, to inequality, you know, to that extent. You know what I mean? It's absolutely completely, you know, ignore that the ignorance and really, you know, step up and do something. But it's all good. I mean, there is some really good news. You know, the other thing I wanted to share with you that there is we will put that on the link at ashtaradio.com and or galacticfl.com on our Ashta TV, either or the Q&A, the questions and answers related to why Bernie Sanders is still in the race and he still has the possibility to win. Some information, you know, going around that there's basically that happened, you know, before in back in 1932 with FDR, you know, he endorsed the opponent and then ended up winning four times, you know, as president. So question, why did Bernie endorse Hillary now? You know, the answer is that they threatened to completely shut him out of the convention if he didn't. And he had to say she won the primary. He endorses her and will help the party defeat Trump, yada, yada, yada. But he didn't concede. He did not concede. There is a very big and important difference, guys. Okay, so please make sure that you get that. By far, the most important thing to, you know, even more important than making sure Hillary beats Bernie is making sure the Democratic nominee beats the Republicans in November. There are a lot of things going on right now that show how weak of a general election candidate Hillary Clinton is, which has around minus 60% of the country sees her as untrustworthy. minus 60% thinks she should have been indicted for the email scandal. And they said that a lot of Bernie supporters won't vote for her. Congress has requested the Department of Justice investigate her for lying on the oath about the email scandal. Quote, this same exact scenario was played out by FDR in 1932 presidential elections. FDR was forced to endorse his opponent, and the rest is, as they say, history. Okay? So make sure to check out the thing, and I thank you, and I love you with you some beautiful beautiful message of hope, you know, of hope that about the ascension, you know, the ascension that is occurring at this time. You know, we are operating, we are ascending, we're becoming more forgiving and more loving, okay, more compassionate. So please focus on those things. Be more forgiving, more loving, more compassionate. Check it out.
And not just simply enough. By Mother of All Creation. Website www.loveaswon.org. As requested by Love Everywhere Present, Mother and Father of All Creation here in the physical manifest as human angels. All of your destinies, all atoms of pure love are to return home into the light, as called forth by the reunion and reestablishment of the true balance, harmonic synergies that Mother and Father of Creation in the physical manifest here, with our children of love and light. Our seeds have been planted upon earth now, for the new story. This is irreversible for this planet. All illusions, fear, pain, and suffering must come to an end. I, Mother, have had enough of the raping, stealing, pillaging, ridicule, abusive ignorance, poverty consciousness, pure hatred by those who refuse to wake up from this mess. Enough is simply enough. Love is here and love is in charge. The story is, Father of Creation was to go into the darkest of dark. I, Mother of All Creation, would ascend from the highest light. Then go to the darkest of dark and come back into the highest light to bring Father of Creation and all of humanity who cheered out from the darkness.
Tell at your service, brothers and sisters. Thank you. Please send those messages. We can reply to you with links to a lot of places to continue going higher, getting meditation every day. Meet me at 11:11 a.m., 11:11 p.m. I am Master of Your Service. I am there for healing, Reiki healing, distance healing, by phone, by Skype, by chat. Please send us a donation. Help us to make a movie with your name on it. And we're there. You know, help us with our mission to continue with this radio show. Sponsor our radio show, our website, our effort. And we'll be gladly, we'll be very grateful. Back to you with blessings and so many, you know, prayers.